Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new brand, new Russell Wortham show coming to you live, commercial-free from my super-secret Batcave. Folks, we're back, and back in the middle of greatness, man sakes alive, lots to get through this week. So, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to do the all of the actual show stuff today, Raw, NXT, SmackDown, and then on Tuesday I'm going to do a very special episode talking about the merger between UFC and WWE. I'm going to give some predictions as to what talent is going to be let go, potentially. And then I will also talk about the ongoing saga, if you will, of CM Punk. And I'm going to go through the list of the PWI 500 that just was released this week. So be on the lookout for that on Tuesday. If you're new here, kick your feet up, get something cool to drink. It is scorching out there. This is your one-stop shop for everything WWE. Very grateful to have y'all in here. So, let's just get going. And normally in this spot, I would do the introduction. But I'm going to forego that this week. And then next week, like I said, I will cover all that in a special episode on Tuesday. So let's just go straightway into the main event. And in this week's main event, we have Raw. And apparently, Kevin Owens confronts Jey Uso about his actions, and Kevin understands, apparently. He said, hey, look, you have to earn my respect. You have to earn everybody else's respect in the back. It's not going to be easy. There's still a lot of people in the back that don't trust me, and I don't blame them. Out comes Judgment Day, and Judgment Day basically is saying, hey, don't speak for us. And the other thing that I thought was kind of interesting about this segment was that that Dominic Mysterio's microphone was like way muted. And I mean, you could barely hear this guy. This was not Elias and Kevin Owens in Seattle. That was a thing of beauty. That was brilliant. You know, this was just, I don't know, maybe they're messing with Dom. I don't know. Next up, Walter. Yes, I know it's Gunther, but I'm always going to call him Walter. Walter celebrated his passing the Honky Tonk Man, become the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time. Chad Gable comes out and makes it personal by saying, hey, I took you to your limit, but yes, you beat me, and because of that, you made my daughter cry. Now I'm mad. Now I'm mad, and I'm going to be making this right, because I'm going to be making this right. Very quickly about the numbers for WWE. WWE in particular have been accused over the years of overinflating numbers, attendance, records, streaks, that sort of thing. So I did some math, and so the Honky Tonk Man won his Intercontinental Championship from Ricky the Dragon Steamboat on an episode of WWE Superstars of Wrestling back June 13th, 1987, and he held that until August 29th of 1988, and that was, of course, the infamous squash match between him and Warrior at SummerSlam. Now, here's where the disparity comes into question. Since I was, like, a kid, you know, I've heard Honky Tonk Man had it for 454 days. Oh my gosh, that's a long time. 454 days. Well, it is a long time. And I crunched the numbers. Between June 13th, 1987 and August 29th of 1988, it only came out to 443 days. Still very impressive. Still very impressive. But where are they coming up with those extra 11 days? I mean, either I'm wrong or they're wrong. And I'm not saying that either of us are wrong, but, I mean, come on. Either I'm off on my numbers or they've overinflated. It's just that simple. So Gunther, Walter, started his reign June 10th of last year, and he's still the champion. So as of today, he is at 463 days. Now, if you take WWE's number, the 454, Walter is 9 days past Honky Tonk Man. If you take the number that I came up with, 443, well, he's 3 weeks past. And we should have been celebrating the achievement 3 weeks ago. But again, tomato, tomato, I guess. But I thought that was a very interesting segment. And I really think, you know, look, is Walter a heel? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But you can't help but, you know, be like, oh my gosh, this guy is just dominant. And we're talking like Roman Reigns level of dominant. You know, Walter said this, and he said, at this point, I'm just basically fighting against myself. So, we'll see what happens. Next up, Drew McIntyre was confronted by Xavier Woods. Woods said, hey, you know, Kofi won his title in front of thousands of people in attendance at WrestleMania, you won your title in front of no one. That was the weird COVID, performance center, WrestleMania that it was kind of an oddity. I'm actually wanting to watch that one again just because it was so surreal to watch, a WrestleMania from the Performance Center. That was just so surreal. And I'm glad that the next year that they made it up to Tampa and said, okay, we're coming back, But, so Drew took exception, and I don't blame Drew. I don't blame Drew one bit. So, Drew, goes in, and, just absolutely batters Xavier Woods, wins that match, and then, Dominic Mysterio comes back out, confronts Cody, and I'm thinking, okay, I know that you don't have much for Cody to do between now and WrestleMania, but, okay, this is okay. Shinsuke Nakamura, did a really awesome vignette. Really awesome vignette, basically saying Seth Rollins is a liar. Seth Rollins is a manipulator. Seth Rollins is not the guy that you should be cheering for. You should be cheering for me. And I'm like, he's got a point there because of what happened with the Shield and what happened with the Authority and, what happened with, being, the Monday Night Messiah and all that. Seth Rollins, Colby, comes out and says, okay, yeah, I mean, yes, there was that time in my life, but I'm just me now. And this is the best version of me. So, come on, Shin. Let's do this. So, bit of cat and mouse going on there. you had Rhea Ripley versus Raquel Rodriguez. Those two just battered each other. Very physical match. It looked like Raquel might have a chance at dethroning Rhea. And then all of a sudden, here comes Nia Jax. And, she absolutely demolished both Raquel and Rhea. She hit an insane Samoan drop onto Raquel. How the referee didn't disqualify or throw in, a disqualification, I don't know. Rhea wins, and then there's this epic standoff between Nia and Rhea, and then Nia just absolutely lays waste to Rhea Ripley, hits her with the Yokozuna Slam, and I'm thinking, okay, I see where this is all going. I see where this is all going, with the whole you know, bloodline thing, you know, and all that. You know, Samoan dynasties. So, yeah, I'm just like, okay, I see where this is going. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. NXT, I'm only going to be talking about two things in NXT, the Heritage Cup Invitational Tournament and Becky Lynch versus Tiffany Stratton. We start off with Group A. Butch versus Charlie Dempsey. That was a match of the year candidate. Butch wins. I'm gutted for Charlie. I get it. You're the son of William Regal. That's gotta be tough. But Charlie, I think he's right on that cusp of doing something great. So there's that. then Butch against Axiom. Butch had it won, but then sells for a draw. And then finally, Group A, Axiom versus Tyler Bate. And Tyler Bate guts out a victory. So, big log jam up top of Group A. Group B, you have Nathan Frazier versus Joe Coffey. That was very physical. Joe took care of business, won that match. Akira Tozawa versus Nathan Frazier. That was a quick win for Nathan Frazier. So, we will... let's take a quick look, see what the standings are. Now, this is from the Wrestling Observer. So, we've got Tyler Bate with 2 wins. So, 4 points. So, you get 2 points for a win, 1 point for a draw. So, he essentially is in the driver's seat for now. Butch is right behind him with 3 points. Axiom is out of it. He only has 1 point. Charlie Dempsey only has 1 point as well. So it's Tyler and it's Butch. And then Group B, Joe Coffey, Nathan Frazier, both have 4 points. And, but Nathan Frazier can't do anything about this. He's already faced his 3 opponents in Joe Coffey, in Duke Hudson, and Akira Tozawa. So he's going to have to hope that Duke Hudson wins to force Roy, I'm assuming a triple threat between Joe, Nathan, and Duke Hudson from Group B. So that is your updated Heritage Cup Invitational Tournament tables. Winner of Group A needs Group Group B winner to go on to No Mercy to face the current Heritage Cup champion, Noam Dar. And so, there's that. The only thing that I was a little iffy on was that I wish that they had, like, the clock down the bottom. Each match is only 12 minutes. And so I wish they had the clock down the bottom. Right. And then, finally, Becky versus Tiffany Stratton. Becky was in control for much of this match. She got a statement win, and she now is a Grand Slam winner. She is your new NXT Women's Champion. So, congratulations to the man, Becky Lynch. Finally, SmackDown, The Rock. Rock came back last night. It was, it's cliche, but it was electric there last night. It was beyond electric. It was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. So, go out of your way to watch The Rock come back to confront Austin Theory. I don't know if this is going to lead to anything, but for right now, yeah, I thought that was really brilliant. So, we will reconvene on Tuesday, and then, go from there. So, until I see you again on Tuesday, this is Russell Rhythm, and just like the Beatles sang all those many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys on Tuesday.